Blog Talk Radio.
To the Care to Read Room, you have your Empress Omi Inka here for you, live coming to you straight from my living room. I am your advisor and I am your advocate. Whatever you like, I am here to serve you. Once again, I'd like to thank you for locking that dial in at 646-478-0266. 7-0, and you've embarked upon another episode of Reordering the Marriage Vows for the African American for the 21st century. And you'll be able to discuss the tribal effects, the tribal relationships of the corporate administrative union. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about those Fortune 500 ladies who are making that $1 billion or more, who are looking for unions with conscious-minded men, or men's vice versa, who are looking for a conscious-minded woman, and they don't necessarily want a marriage, but some type of union where they can meet periodically to go out on corporate dates where they must be seen with Mr. Money and Mrs. Money. It happens, ladies and gentlemen, and I know it does. I worked in corporate once, and I saw how difficult it was for those women who were VPs and vice presidents of corporations who couldn't find any conscious-minded men that they could have a decent, conscious conversation with, a critical thinking type of atmosphere, I would say. And there aren't any agencies to service them. But guess what? OMI's going to change all that. Yes, we're going to be talking about helping the middle-class lady and the middle-class man, as well as helping those ones who are going into permanent contractual marriages. This is not a permanent contractual relationship. This is a union, one where they will pick the man that they would like to go out on various different dates throughout the year. They will pay a membership, of course, and they can pick through their list and pick those guys, and they can support them as long as they want. And OMI will be there to assist them and aid them. That's right. We're talking about servicing the middle-class woman who is single, and she is an executive, and she needs to find men, and quickly for her various different conferences, workshops, and what have you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be talking about that this evening. And guess what? I have a surprise for you. One of our favorite old-time guests decided to grace our stage today. I didn't have to pull his leg or anything. He wanted to come back and be able to give us some input. That's right, Melvin, my favorite lover, Melvin, is here, and he's here to share with me and help me to decipher what it is that women need to have that are in corporate America. And I'm going to say hello to him and just make sure he feels welcome. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Melvin. You're in the atmosphere. How are you?
Hey, Amy. How are you?
I hear you back in town for a while, so you decided to grace our stage, huh?
Yeah, I have some family things, personal things, mother and all, and an old high school sweetheart.
Oh, high school sweetheart?
Yeah.
Melvin, so you mean you're taking out that old laundry list?
Well, it's simple, but we're going to see exactly what we can communicate with each other, and I have my things that I see, and I'm going to just put all the cards on the table and see where she's coming from.
Melvin, that's great. I'm so happy for you. I think I'm going to sing you another love song. I think
no,
I feel
no,
love song
it's
coming
not like,
out.
No,
Melvin,
it's,
you need to get yourself ready for this one. You really do. I think I feel a love song coming on, and I'm going to do that just for you because you took time out of your busy schedule to come and be my guest today. Let me see what song I'm going to sing for you. To those of us who will be alone tonight, I hope you find your love. And if you got somebody in your life, be glad you've got a love. Don't let the games that people play rob you of the things you're dreaming of. You've got to use your head. And I wish you love. I wish you love. I wish you love. There's an evil wind blowing over Africa, and it blows a bitter wind, yeah. And to those that are coming up after us, I hope they'll find a better love, a better love. Don't let the games that people play rob you of the things you're dreaming of. You've got to use your head. And above all else, I wish you love. I wish you love. I wish you love and success, Melvin. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned, and we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Melvin's in the house today, and we're wishing him all the love and success.
Yeah. Well, well, well. Yeah. You have to oh. Seems like all I want to do is you. All day thinking about you. You're my every dream come true. Since that day I found you. I used to be a player going hard, but now we're holding hands in this park. It's funny how you stop the wrong you used to do. When you fight and you leave it, you help me write this song. You've been the number one lady in my life. So long, so long, so long. Girl, your love helped me write this song. You helped me, baby. You're the words to the melody. You complete my song.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take you right into the Talking Cure. For the benefit of time, we want to make sure that we get an opportunity to bless this house and all of the things that we're doing. We want to sanction them. We know the spirit never dies. And if we continually make that religious philosophy statement through our rituals, we then remember then that the physical deceased members of our family continue to be a part of our family, and we are assured of immortality. In order for the family to be healthy, it continues to have that we have to keep them in wholeness, and we must continually experience this opportunity of doing a rite of passage. And in this, and we are very and we were very sure to always say that spirit never dies. The ancestors that tells us to keep in touch with our sacred order. And we must perform the rituals of ancestors' communion and not worshiping communion. A daily ritual of spiritual union and communication. And we continue to talk about the spirit as it exists. The physical deceased always manifests itself materially. The spirit of the ancestors takes physical form in the new babies that are born to the community. Babies are therefore not new, but represent the timeless regeneration of the human being. The elders of the community do not die, but upon physical death are reborn into a spiritual realm as an ancestor. We do not worship our ancestral spirit, we commune with them. Ancestor worship is a wrong nomenclature for that which is no worship but manifestation of an unbroken family relationship between the parent who has departed from the world and offspring who are still here. Ifa teaches that we should worship our Ashe before we worship Orisha. Obabalaw teaches us that. We should direct our invocation to the Almighty One, the following prayers as follows. The Almighty, Oladulamare, Oladulamare Mojuba, Olojoni Mojuba, Iledeye Mojuba, Iba Asede, Iba Orum, Iba Loni, Iba Lone, Iba Tete, Iba Lele, Oladulamare, I praise you. Owner of this day, I praise you. Creator of the world, I praise you. King who is able to create the earth and heaven. King today, King tomorrow, King forever and ever. Iba, Iba, Iba. Olorum Alede Olodumare Mojuba Oni Olofin Oni Olofin Ete Olofin Ibashe Ibasede Iba Oloboni Iba Akoda Iba 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 Olorum Alede Olodumare, I praise you. Today is the offspring of Olofin. Tomorrow is the offspring of Olofin. The day after tomorrow is the offspring of Olofin, he who's being spread over the whole entire earth, the owner of the mat that is never folded up, the prosper who wields the scepter and the former tips, the king whose work are done to perfection, the king who dwells above and executes judgment in silence. Homage, oh, homage, oh. Iba ini asede ini, one's father is one's ashe. Iba ini asede in ini, one's mother is one's ashe. Ori ini ase, one's ori is one's ashe. E king ini ase, one's e kings is one's ashe. Oladulmare ini, the supreme one is one's ashe. Ashe mojubao. All primordial forces, I praise you. Iba, Baba, Iba, Yeye, homage to Father, homage to Mother, as I light the candle to my mother's spirit, I say Ashe, and I pour the libation. As I light the candle for my father's spirit, I say Ashe. Iba, Ashe. Mojuba, 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 oh, I praise you, I praise you. Ladies and gentlemen, as you begin to learn your prayers for morning prayers and evening prayers, don't forget your evening prayer. It is once more and again that a few of your humble servants have come before you, Lord, with knees bent and bodies bowed in the most humblest manner that we know. We want to thank you for blessing us, Lord, for our last nights laying down and our mornings arising. We thank you for watching over us all night long while we slept and slumbered. We want to thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right minds, and with the proper exercise of our limbs. We are thankful to the many thousand God upon whose shoulders we stand. We pray blessings, Lord, that they rise ever higher in the spiritual realm of Olokun Olorum. We pray blessings, Lord, that they abide forever within the inner courts of heaven, in the presence of Oladulamare, the Almighty, Indefinite Lord of all worlds. We pray that the countless millions who died during the catastrophics will find their ways back home. We pray that they find a cool place and plenty of shade. We pray that they find a holy land filled with peace and love. We pray that our unborn children will find a better place down here in Enduring Suffering Market. We pray that you continue to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. We pray that you continue to bless us with blessings everlasting. Help us to stay on the path of righteousness, truth, and understanding. We pray that the eye opener will open our eyes so that we can see. Lord, open our eyes so that we can see. Open our eyes so that we can see. Abashe, Abashe, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. In life manners, ladies and gentlemen, you must bow your knees to something greater than yourself. And you must fall to your knees and find the time to pray with your significant other, which will give you the connection you need as one. It would also rise and cause your hormones to be affected during that particular time. And as you begin to pray and elevate it, use it in your relationships at all times. Prayer is very important during relationship time. It's important that you should learn to pray together. May the Lord God add a blessing to that for each one of your houses that's represented here today. And may your relationships be reconnected under the power of the Holy Spirit. And I say, Ashe, Ashe. Quiet yourself as you begin. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you so very much for being a part of the Talking Cure. It is utmost that we must continue to do rituals and let you know the spirit never dies. This whole concept of the reordering of the marriage vow, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be based on a Yoruba spiritual lifestyle. It is not intended for everyone. However, our prototype will be focused in on the African tribe of Yoruba. Now, I wanted to tell Melvin that we have been talking in this room about reordering the marriage vows, Melvin, and we are trying to see how we can do our prototype with just a group of people from a particular faith called Yoruba. And these are conscious-minded, African-centered couples. And no one else are we trying to attempt to change at this moment but those groups of people, primarily because I have access to those people, and they have like backgrounds and similar consciousness. Therefore, I don't have to do a lot of foreplay work and building up the foundation. Now, Melvin, what we're going to do is invite you in to talk about these unions with these corporate American women and men who are not looking for a marriage but a union so that they could periodically go out and be seen with this particular significant other on their shoulder. And he must meet a certain criteria, and she must have certain financial incomes, and we will be the organization to provide this list for these corporate American men and women. Now, Melvin, what do you think about us focusing in on having a service that will lend itself to helping these couples to find a mate to go out with?
Well, I think it's a great idea, Omi, but the thing that you got to really, really, really underline is that the source of authority for these people, with the corporate world, I mean, the rumblings of what you're talking about, I've heard, you know, what you're doing, and that's why I really wanted to come on. The corporate people, you have to find their foundation. What is their source of authority? Because the conscious people have gone through the system and the black experience. The corporate people may not have really tasted the black experience because they basically have been living high off the hog. And it's kind of difficult to get the corporate people to be non-traditional. Think about that. That's going to be a really dynamic point there. How are you going to get their thinking to change from traditional to being natural when they came out of natural into corporate? So there is a there's a fork in the middle road there, I think, Umi.
Okay, Melvin, I get your point. Now, let me say this, Melvin. There are a lot of us, and I was one of them, who are locked in corporate, who are seeking consciousness, but because of the geographical area we found ourselves in a predominantly integrated community, predominantly Caucasian, there are a number of us who are conscious to a certain extent, but have no way to allocate or make it relevant to have a partner to become intimate with, to talk on a conscious level. So we remain conscious within our own being, but not having that extension to help us to articulate. So there are a number of conscious women who weren't always corporate America. They may have been corporate, well, they may have been conscious when they were with their significant other in the past and just so happened to move up the ladder and become an executive and still have the corporate knowledge but had no way to continue it and may have even had to break off from a prior relationship because the other spouse wasn't conscious. So
right.
There are
some
out there.
And then the other side to it is if they can accept the rules and protocols, then so be it. So be it. It doesn't matter where position they are, if they're traditional or not. If they want to accept something that is new and exciting and something that can ingratiate their life. I mean, why would they not? If there's a corporate female who's making 100 to maybe 500,000 a year and she can't find a suitable mate or someone to date, and your service provides that type of individual that can match her intelligence and well, why not provide that kind of service? It's being done every day anyway, so you might as well go for it. I mean, I think that there's a level of mentality out there right now that would embrace this. And if you're coming from an Afrocentric perspective and you're going to say, hey, look, guys, this is the way our ancestors did it, and we want to propose this to you because you are free, higher-thinking individuals with some economic status, you can make it work, and you can be the model.
And Melon, the reason why we need those types of people in our group, remember our goal and main goal is economic status for the African-American community. And those ballers out there who have dollars that are taking them on the other side of the track, we're trying to keep that those monies within our community circulating. And I'm just going to be point blank with you. That's the bucket naked truth, that we're trying to keep those dollars and cents in our neighborhood, in our community. And I don't think that's unfair to say that we're going after economic first. In the past, we've always gone after love. And look where it has gotten us, and we have not gone after the dollars and cents to keep our dollars in. Now, the Caucasian women that go after these basketball stars, they become colorblind overnight because they see dollars and cents. They've got a lot of things going for them, and we need to get that in our mind that these corporate women that have Fortune 500 position, sick them on the ballers and let them bring the dollars back to our community. I'm not afraid to say it. It takes dollars and cents to make a community roll, and if you don't have the money to invest in community activities for your children, and those big-time basketball stars are over in some Caucasian neighborhood, guess what? They're giving your income to someone else, and some of those women are holding down two incomes when your families are just working with one. Now, let me give you my position on this. There are a number of things that we're going to do. We're going to consult research, and I'd like to read you some research right now. The characteristics of a happy couple, what is it? Now, I've been talking about Terry Orbit, and I'm following him, and he writes, there are some of the, these are some of the findings of a happy couple from the early years of marriage project. He says 92% of men and 96% of women named as this as their most important expectation. They said that you should feel that your spouse would never hurt or deceive you. And 74% of the happy couple said that their spouses are often especially caring towards them, compared to 46% of other couples. And I quote, 78% of happy couples say that they rarely or never feel that they are in a relationship rut. And I know that's a lie, because no matter how good the relationship is, you can get in a rut. 78% of happy couples say that they never feel their spouses are untruthful about money. 90% of happy couples say that they never feel their spouses are untruthful about their past. Now, I could even dispute a number of things that was said in that research. However, I'm not here to debate that. I was here to give you the quotes and the numbers. What I want to say is that when a spouse or a significant other gets in a rut, they become a routine regular. You cannot become routine in anything. Sporadic is the art of the day. If you can become spontaneous and sporadic, lovers love that. Surprises and opportunities to explore new things. There is a point when there's two hormones in a man and a woman that he talks about, and these hormones that he talks about is the adrenaline, which we know it works on the neurotransmitters, and it is the happy pleasure syndrome when you can actually pick up a car with this adrenaline rushing in your body, and what you get is an adrenaline rush. So what he's proposing is that men and women get this adrenaline rush at the same time with their adrenaline going up. And there's also another hormone that he spoke of. And each one of these parties should become indoctrinated with this overflow of hormones in their body at the same time. And then they get this hormone rush so that they're able to either go in flight or fright. And if it's a flight where they are both hyped up off a roller coaster ride, then they're connecting. And then if they are in fear and they're both in a fearful situation, that's still adrenaline and is causing an adrenaline rush. He's proposing that these are excitement or times when the neurotransmitter is passing on the happy zone where they both become happy simultaneously.
Only who's going to who is going to explain this to these people? it's a great concept, but who on earth has the insight and the know-how to explain to a person their hormonal changes? I like the concept. The execution, however, is going to have to undergo some type of the execution. How are you going to execute that?
I got you. Now, remember, this is not my hypothesis. This is theirs. Now, this is that research team that's been monitored since 1986, and these are the type of statistics they're giving. And they're also saying that there's a survivaling downs and ups of the marriage. And they give a curve. Numerous studies, they said, they conducted over the last 50 years have shown that marital happiness follows a U-shaped curve that begins with a honeymoon period and includes a turn upward in about 25 years.
Yeah,
now,
that's.
But who are we talking about? For what people?
Well,
is this for the African American or is this for the Caucasian?
No, that's
European
that's
or who?
That's very Eurocentric. In my experience, the black church, you know, the people in the church are going to have to, and remember I said this before, they're going to have to upgrade or get deleted. The black church is going to have to upgrade itself. I mean, there's no other way. You can establish everything that you're talking about through the black church, seriously, provided it upgrades itself. Other than that, the Yoruba community is going to have to usher something like this in because, again.
And that's what we're proposing, Melvin. We are going to step up to the plate and produce something. As I told you, we are not only performing the trial marriages, the 2 year and the 5 year for the Yoruba, but we're also going to create a prototype for the world. Now, getting back to the unions for our corporate America, that is easily done. I was once a member of a dating group where they provided all sorts of extracurricular activities for single groups. I participated as a poet. I provided the entertainment and the poetry. It was a great program where they brought the same groups of people together. They had a Hawaiian night where they all dressed up and pretended to be on an island. I think that what I'm saying here is that for this corporate America, they need outside healthy activities, which I can provide for them for a fee, of course. And once they become a member, they can come into the organization, meet conscious-minded men who are ready for some fun and play, and create these opportunities right in their community so they don't have to leave their corporate job and travel outside of the state.
Omi, I have one word for you. Dancing. How do you think black people come together? Come on. Just throw a party. We watch each other's rhythms and moves, and through that energy, we pair off. That other stuff is Eurocentric, and it's designed for the intellectual. You put some music out there and black people, and you get some booze and maybe some spliffs and whatever else. You know, we're going to get our heads, whatever they do, and get the music, and the guy is going to choose his mate based off of the way she moves and the way he moves. That's how we've always done it.
Melvin, I certainly agree with you, but you're talking about corporate America here. They're not going to be in your everyday get-down, boogie, shake it to the ground, and want to be
party.
So
now we're talking about the house Negro and the field Negro. Come on, Umi, let's break it down.
Okay,
let's look at it
okay,
for what it
Melvin,
is.
I might be talking. You're right. You're right on the money. We're talking about two different classes of people, and they don't
exactly.
mix together when it comes to going out partying. Now, we got those violinists, and they got to have that symphony music, and then we got the ones that want to have the boogie down brunch over
the drum,
here.
The drum. The drum. The drum. They want to hear the
now,
drum.
Now, remember, I said conscious people, so drums will entertain anyone, and bringing in conscious music, there are some classy women and men who are in conscious group who enjoy a classical jazz night with drums, and spiritual music is what I'm going to be introducing to them. So it is collectively acceptable
well,
for all groups, even the eclectic group and even the so-called urban ghetto fabulous groups as well.
Now, Omi, is this a dating service or is this an announcement for how our ancestors used to produce?
This is
music
exactly
music.
That, Melvin. It is an introduction of how our ancestors entertained themselves. There were classy queens and kings and priestesses who didn't mix with the commoners, as we know. So they had their outing as well. Now, because we have these women that are in the Fortune 500 groups, they don't want to be seen with everyone, and they're very, very promiscuous about what they do and who they're with. So they have to have their program separate from the commoners. Now, remember, this
well,
is a marriage program as well as one for people who want to stay
well,
single.
Well, Omi, you gotta listen. When you break this thing off, you gotta have the category. There are women that strictly want some phallus, okay? Then you have those that just want to have the I want love and I want my mate, right? Then you have those that just take me out and show me a good time, and you know if the vibe is right, then you can phallus me. So, you know, it sounds interesting, but again,
well, Melvin, listen to me. I am proposing a marriage center, a university. You're going to have a multiplicity and a plethora of people coming to see you. They won't all be marriage material. They won't all be interested in marriage, but they're looking for a relationship and a compatible type of program that will offer them a chance to meet other significant people like themselves. So, and
no,
they provide a wholesome program that is holistic for everyone. This is in the future to come. Our main focus is with couples and trying to create relationships.
For me, the problem you're going to have is a lot of black women who are traditional have a long laundry list. You got to find a way
there you
to
go
get
with that laundry list.
Out of the laundry list syndrome.
Melvin, now we talked about that laundry list, and our main thing is going to be Yoruba people will come to you from a background of polygamists, and they understand what it means to labor together, to bring their resources
That's
together.
Different. That's going
to
be successful. That'll
and
be
that
successful.
That part of it, I won't even have to push and force. It's already set into place.
That'll be successful. But you're talking about these corporate Negroes who are traditional, who the female has a long laundry list. She can't help it because she's coming out of the tradition. And so the laundry list is real because of white supremacy and Eurocentric values that they've clung on to. How do you eradicate the laundry list?
And Melvin, listen to me. Our goal is not to debrief them. There will be some debriefing sessions about problems that they may be bringing with that extra luggage, but our debriefing system will not be to take away the Eurocentric philosophies or some of the things that they picked up. Our main thing is to connect them with conscious-minded men and women who have like interests in a spirit form so that they will learn to dance the spiritual African music that deals with all of the Orisha's teachings teaching them the culture and the beauty of having the Asa'a set groups teach them how to step to African
on
music.
On that level,
so this is
works.
A little different. We are educating them about African spirituality.
On that level, it'll work. It'll work. And as long as you stay on that playground with what you just said, it will work. Outside of that,
most of our corporate women don't even know that there exists, that there are places that exist that are spiritual houses that play the drumming, that invokes the spirit, that puts them in a mindset where they're overtaken by the spirit, and then they begin to connect to spirit and want to know more about the lifestyle and the customs of Yoruba. This will bring them in to a circle of wanting to know more about Yoruba teaching and the lifestyle. Our whole goal is to create Yoruba conscious communities and create them in an atmosphere where they're lucrative, not broke. Because most of our conscious people, when you run into them, they talk a good game, but they're so broke they can't pay attention. We're teaching them that they can be lucrative. People follow after money. They're not going to follow you because you say you have a tribe and the tribe is poor and they're penniless and they're pitching pennies. If you've got estates and you got money, you got corporate people behind you, they want to be a part of it.
So,
we got to
show them something
different
this
time.
I have some money. So if,
how much,
if,
Melvin?
If,
how much?
Wait. Are you
Maybe
saying
you
that?
Know what
Are you
Emperor,
saying that
Emperor,
I can get
Omi
three wives right now based on my present income?
Melvin, maybe you know what Empress Omi wants. So you've got some filthy lucre, huh?
The brother's okay. The brother's okay. So are you saying that if my intellect and my economics are on point, that in my goal, maybe two wives, women to, understand my philosophy about this existence.
You can bring a cadre of
women that I can select from that are astrologically suited and consciously mated.
What I'm saying that I am surprised that you're still single if you have filthy lucre. The majority of the women are creating the romance now before finance.
It's
and if
the
you have
the
filthy lucre, you're pretty well taken or spoken for.
It's
so,
the
yes,
laundry list. Omi, it's the laundry list.
Melvin,
the laundry list.
We
the
have
laundry
graduated
list,
from the laundry
tradition.
List.
Steep with Eurocentric Christianity tradition. From a man's perspective, a conscious man dealing with these knucklehead corporate black women out here that don't understand who they are, the ancestor link.
But, Melvin, didn't we say we're going to introduce them to their African consciousness, involve them as well as
yes.
teach them, give them
yes.
outings that they can explore, and give them a
yes.
give them an evening of their life that they'll want to come back to. I guarantee you, after we put on the Orishas and invoke their spirit, they will want to be there every chance they got, not necessarily to soothe their appetite for sex, but to soothe their spirit. Everybody wants their spirit taken care of.
Jehovah's Witnesses, they would never come 50 feet of the building. They run away.
Melvin, listen. I am going to say this much. When you appeal to the person's spirit and try to give them something, the spirit has to be fed too, Melvin. Once you feed the spirit, it has an appetite and it must be fed as well. Music is a part of that. That's why we gravitate to music. Corporate America is no different. We can intrigue them with the music to keep them in